You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
The word is Remote Access Trojan, or RAT. Spelled R as in Rufin, a.k.a. Oxblood Rufin, A as in Ada, a.k.a. Lady Ada, and T as in Tweetyfish. Definition: from the intrusion kill chain model, a program that provides command and control services for an attack campaign. Example sentence: many hackers don't develop their own rats. Instead, they use commodity rats that they purchased off the dark web or found in open source materials. Origin: while the first ever deployed rat is unknown, one early example is a program called Back Orifice, made famous by the notorious hacktivist group called the Cult of the Dead Cow, or CDC. Back Orifice was written by the hacker Sirdistic, a.k.a. Josh Bookbinder, and released to the public at DEF CON in 1998. Context: the Trojan in the name implies that RAT developers generally try to hide the malware on the compromised system inside other programs or disguised as other programs. The reference refers to the famous fakeout in the classic story told in the Odyssey, where, in the Siege of Troy, the Greeks built a giant wooden horse, hid soldiers inside, left it as a gift outside the gates of the city, and appeared to sail away. The Trojans pulled the horse into the city, and that evening, the soldiers snuck out, opened the city gates, and let the Greek army, which had sailed back under cover of night, destroy the city and end the war. In his Cybersecurity Canon Hall of Fame book, The Cult of the Dead Cow, Joe Min sums up the hacktivist group this way: the more powerful machines become, the sharper human ethics have to be. The combination of mindless, profit-seeking algorithms, dedicated geopolitical adversaries, and corrupt U.S. opportunists over the past few years have taught us anything, it is that serious applied thinking is a form of critical infrastructure. The best hackers are masters of applied thinking, and we cannot afford to ignore them. Likewise, they should not ignore us. We need more good in the world. If it can't be lawful, then let it be chaotic.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.